o'clock.
Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library special meeting of the Board of Trustees, Monday, August 28th at 7 p.m. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Schumacher is absent. Hedman?
Here.
Fasola?
Here.
Milchewski?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
And Reifstack?
Here.
Thank you.
And we have Bart Olson from the city and Shelley, our director, is our visitors here today. We don't have any public comment tonight. No one's here. And we're on to new business, future library planning discussion and action. At our last meeting, Shelley had brought to the board some future planning of the library, and she has met with the city. I believe she met with Bart. And if Bart want to go ahead and discuss a little bit about your discussion with Shelley.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we put together the memo that's in the packet as a result of those discussions. And just to kind of give you like a little idea of how we usually operate in our different departments at the city. We're treating the library more and more like they're, you know, full member of the team now. We will usually do a May 1 budget approval proposal to our city council in January, February, or March, depending on the year and how much of our act we have together. And that requires us really to do staff-level meetings and planning months prior to that. So some years we've started the budget process in June, July for the following May. More recently it's been September, October, November. So, and what you see in this memo here is exactly the type of internal document or discussion that we would have among all the department heads as part of the budget process. And so we did probably a mini kind of capital meeting with Shelley. Where we went over the 2017 building plan that the city did for all the maintenance obligations on this building, wants and needs for operational issues, and just other things that have come up since that 2017 study. And then internally, we tried to rank them in priority for what we think is necessary from a, you know, operational perspective, health and safety perspective, just, you know, overall attractiveness of the library as a retail entity, et cetera. And so that's what we've got here. And so the goal of this, I think, is for you guys to review this document, talk to Shelley about it, you know, give her some feedback, order priority, et cetera, that we would then take into a budget meeting at some point here in the next several weeks, kick it around, you know, figure out what we know or what we need to know in order to make these decisions, and then put it into a budget document for May 1, essentially. So that's what this is, and I won't go over all of them, but, you know, the chiller is number one, probably the biggest issue in the building. We did just last week finally decide that we have talked about the chiller enough, that it's in a state of repair, that we don't think that we can, you know, repair it anymore. There's no more Band-Aids, et cetera. Sending it to Matt.
Yeah, I'm sending Matt Harris. Sorry. I don't think he's the liaison.
Oh.
But anyway, I think he wanted me to be. Sorry. That's what I'm doing. It wasn't the two of you. Two numbers over there.
So we were trying to repair the chiller unit as much as possible, finding fixes for it, etc. And they finally have done enough fixes and had enough people looked at it that the facilities manager, Jesus, just said, this thing is past its useful point of life, and it needs to be replaced. So we've got that in there. I know we put that in the budget last year when we approved it. So you actually have $250,000 for fiscal year 25, I believe. So that's available funding that we can put towards whatever the cost of this ends up being. And then there's some odds and ends that go with it, computer systems, et cetera, so that your existing software package for the building, however primitive it may be, you know, we'll basically talk to whatever thermostat or computer system we use for the building. So, and then just going down the list, the insulation improvement is kind of a direct result of the pipe freezing in the ceiling, and then the rest of it is kind of HVAC or power related to the roof going from there. So one thing I did want to note, and I don't know how much you've talked about like the LED lighting in the building, So the library is on its own, or it's on the city's franchise agreement for electricity. So you don't pay anything for it. So, but a lot of people don't realize that even though we as an organization don't pay a power bill, technically every one of your electric bills in town has a little line item that covers our power usage. So even though there's not a direct organizational savings, we really do want to try to be energy efficient because it saves taxpayers money in the long run. So as a result of it, you have to spend money as an organization to save the taxpayers money, but there's ways to do that through energy efficient grants and loans and stuff to the point where you can actually defray some of the upfront costs. So we've estimated that at $60,000. We think that that's something to move here in the next few years. So with this list just being kind of compiled here, we also had Rob put together your capital budget and your operational budget. You have a pretty healthy fund balance in addition to a capital fund that has some program expenditures in it over the next few years. You mentioned the $250,000 for the chiller. Then you also have $200,000 for the VAD replacements here in fiscal year 27 or 28. So as a result of that, you have $450,000 that we can kind of pick through, either accelerate the timing of that spend or defer it, depending on what we need. And that, I think, is a pretty good start to at least, picking a project or two, getting it complete without any city interaction as far as having to ask for more money or make a pitch or anything or figure out how to fund it yourself. So that's good. And then I also had Rob, our finance director, take a look at your operational budget. Because you have, flip to this one, library operations fund. It's marked as page 6 on the packet. So this is actually an up-to-date, unaudited fiscal year 23 number. So we've just completed that within the past 2 or 3 weeks. And the audit should be official in the next probably 4 weeks, and then presented to City Council and the Library Board in October. That's usually when we do it. You have $793,000 in the fund balance in your operational fund. So that is aside from your capital funds, which is 83%, which is very good and high. And really, it's 44% if you include all your capital in there. But that's bond payments, etc. So since those are going away next year, your functional fund balance is like 9 months, basically 10 months of your annual expenditures just sitting in a bank account. I did confirm with Rob prior to the meeting, none of that is assigned or earmarked for current use. So theoretically, you could spend some of that on capital, operational issues, etc., and still be okay financially going forward. So our target from a city perspective on cash tied funds, so like they have their own bank account, and you kind of look at them as a business, is 30%, so maybe 3 months, basically, of an annual spend in a bank account. So you do have probably a couple $100,000 to work with there. Theoretically, those are one-time funds because you're not running a major structural, surplus going forward. So you probably want to take that and spend it on capital. But depending on what you want to do, if you've got, let's just say it's $300,000, theoretically that could be spent without causing you any financial distress, you could take $30,000 or $40,000 of that, spend it on operations, either expanded hours, books, different features here, annually for the next 7 to 10 years, and still probably be okay. So those are the decisions you have to make from a budget perspective. And so I'm hoping that when we sit down with Shelley as part of our budget meetings internally, that some of that will kind of come into focus. She'll be able to make some recommendations and then come to you with a 5-year budget proposal that'll have some of those things baked in. Then you can tell us, where your shortfalls are. Like if you think there's something health and safety related that we just need more information or more work on, we can dedicate hopefully either Ted or Jesus or Eric or Rob, public works, finance, maintenance people, basically to give us the information that you guys can then use to make decisions about what you want to do going forward. So that's in a nutshell as to kind of what we've done. I will say I've appreciated Shelley's openness and, willing to just come to us and say, this is what we need, this is what we think we need. We don't know this piece of information, but we need to. And we've really tried to dedicate, I think a fair amount of our staff time recently to just providing those answers. And hopefully you guys find it useful going forward. So.
That was useful. That was very useful. Did everyone have a chance to look over any questions, any comments on what he's presented to us, Shelley? I know you met with him, and the number one priority would be the chiller.
It's the emerging item on us right now.
Yes.
It will not get replaced overnight.
No.
So we need to make sure that it is running as best as it can be and keep it running that way for, I think, he's optimistic of a two-year out, but I would like to see it shorter, but I bet I don't know that. So it really needs to be running well. So there are items that we need to look at doing, like a balancing of the building. That is very costly. I received a quote from Trico, and that's $16,000. $16,800 for that. That's recommended to do as well.
Part of before we even jump into that.
Right. Because you're going to hook up a new piece of equipment and you want to make sure everything else is working correctly.
Are they saying the air balance or the water side?
Pardon?
Are they saying the air balance or the water side?
They're going to check everything, both. All pieces, boilers, chillers, pumps.
If we were replacing the VAVs, it'd have to be balanced after we did that. We have to rebalance.
Some of that may be built into the estimate, too. I mean, I would make sure, obviously, with Jesus and Ted.
The VAS like 2 years ago.
Yes.
I do remember that.
We upgraded it.
Yes.
From what I'm being told, we still don't have a lot of control with our chiller with it.
Chillers, a lot of times they're set up, they have their own control. If you have limited control on intentions, so you're not overriding the system, like a safety.
Well, again, that could be included in the cost estimate.
We identified. It's been a while, but the steps for the chiller, I think the first was like an RFQ for an engineer, and the next, was to look at procurement for the chiller itself.
Right.
We'll be helping with that. The mayor has asked us basically to, especially during the first project, to kind of make sure everything is reviewed by us. Put into kind of what we do from a procurement perspective, and then to get the best price possible, obviously, after we get it out. So,
could we start that process now?
I think that's the intent.
We just want to start the engineering.
Yep.
And then kind of go from there.
Yep.
Back on the side.
I know 2 years ago we were fighting a lot with the boilers. Was that included anywhere on here?
No.
Okay.
They were not.
We talked about that, though, and we put it on the list, and then we took it off, and I don't remember why, but it was something that Jesus had said was not an issue, or he was going to check it.
They weren't at end of life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he say, though, that he was going to do something else to them first before we were recommending full replacement? Doing this from memory.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember
can we find out
it, like, all of, like all three of them, right? Because there's three boilers, right? Two boilers?
Two. The plus side with boilers is we have two.
Yeah.
So if one goes out?
Some redundancy. With the chiller, we have no redundancy. We'd have to shut down.
I'd be happy to have Hayes put together, a brief explanation of what we had talked about and then what we came to that we didn't see.
About the boilers, okay.
We did have, of the boilers, we had the main panel, the brains of it, that was
replaced. That was replaced
before
this year,
or
last year?
Before the flood,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've had lots of components replaced,
but not the actual boiler.
Still, I guess you would call them the original
right
boilers in there.
And then I know, did we talk to Lloyd at all on the technology side to do any sort of capital projection? I know we're looking at the one server, but, I mean, there's a fair amount of other equipment up there.
I have a capital list for him to fill out for me.
Okay.
So we can include that with budget talks as well.
And that's for the server?
Yeah, it's a technology.
Just the infrastructure.
Plan.
Switches, firewall, servers. I know we did laptops a few years ago, but
right.
That was before COVID.
Yeah.
And staff computers, and we put in, Jason, you weren't here, we put in memory on all public computers
okay.
a year ago maybe to try to give ourselves
time.
A year or two more.
You have $25,000 in the capital fund for computer equipment and software, and I'm assuming some of that is probably related to the different programs you guys use,
yeah.
but I'm guessing some of that is for replacements.
Yeah.
So. You have your own IT vendor that's...
Yes.
Okay. So for us, I would just tell my IT vendor basically to give me the 5-year replacement plan to put into a budget, and they usually can do it within a couple of days. So
5-year replacement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Any other
questions? So, on the items that it says it's unbudgeted, so will between Ted and Jesus, will they be able to give us some kind of an idea of when we anticipate we need to address these items?
Yes. We've tried to do that a little bit just by saying some of the things are past their useful lifespan. For the rest of them, I can have them put together kind of an end of life date.
And I know some of them, you know, it's carpeting things, but I mean, just
most important things,
numbers,
yes.
So, you know, I'm guessing maybe you would do that for that section. I don't know.
Carpet? I would think so. Yeah. You can't disrupt the whole.
No.
Yeah, they would probably do that in phases, whether you did it out in phases or.
Right. TBD.
Yeah. Okay.
So, an estimate of time on. All those items.
Just looking through it.
Shelly, are we a cooling center?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any funding or anything because we're a cooling center? Is there any assistance?
That we look for?
Good questions.
Especially when it comes to the air.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me some about me.
Yeah. I'll take a look. I don't know.
So what are our steps with the chiller itself? So is that engineer, and then what's our next?
RFQ.
I believe you've got to have somebody that would basically design the bid specs, and then we would plug it into somewhat of a boilerplate RFQ or RFP document that we have, put it out that out to bid, and see what the bids come back before we then authorize it.
We're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weeks probably. Yeah. We had already talked about going to the next step on that. I just don't remember if Jesus said that he had already engaged somebody to design those things. Mm-hmm. Like it was okay, he did not. Okay.
I think we talked about this kind of a year ago. What
we did.
Equipment itself, like a year out to do something to them?
Mm-hmm. Getting the equipment itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you get an RFQ and we're not ready, you're not obligated
to do it.
Of course not.
Jump
right.
on it right away.
But at least we have an idea of the cost.
But we
have
the idea of the
cost.
Yeah, just having
yes.
the engineering done
yes.
would be a good step.
Having the cost and then preparing it into our budget for the next.
Make sure system. We get a good chip this time.
Yes.
So well, it hasn't been a bad chip. It's lasted this long.
That's true. I think Bart gave us a very thorough description of some of the items.
Yeah.
Anybody have any other questions on any of the items or any of the, you know, this planning that we're talking about? Otherwise, I guess with what Jackie said, the beginning stuff, just so we know what the funding is, so that we have to prepare for our next year's budget, we can get that put into our budget.
So just so I'm reading this right, page 14, where we're doing the capital fund projection. We're already going in deficit on the capital fund with the 250 outlay and then the 200 outlay in 27. So that the budget as designed right now, before we take into consideration, we be already pulling from those operational funds like you suggested, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So this isn't, I would say, that tight of a direct, like a library board directive to us. So between the audit being released in the next few weeks and then whatever staff meeting we hold from a budget perspective, we would probably look to make this next five-year budget more tighter aligned with that. So of note, I mean, your impact fees have been all over the board because different subdivisions have been tilting. And then just a reminder on those have to be spent within 10 years of receipt, so it's good that we're showing basically a zero or a negative balance in the five-year budget. So we would look to take this list, plug into the budget, figure out how upside down we are, make some recommendations on timing, give you some information on deadlines for some of these things, probably make a recommendation for use of those operational funds to an actual proposal as opposed to just showing it two different budgets in disconnect, and then having you guys vote on it basically in spring.
Okay.
Can we touch, we had talked about that, the bond. Mm-hmm. So when, I just don't remember this, so when the bond was issued, 2006? There was a referendum, and the referendum then increased taxes?
Yes.
So when this gets paid off, hopefully, people will see a decrease in their taxes?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the bond ordinance approved by the city council, which laid out bond sale and then the corresponding taxes, is finite. So it ends end of 2023 when you make the last bond payment, or is it 2024?
24.
And then the tax goes away. The tax authority goes away as a result of that.
So the money you were paying on that bond is still in the library. You might say yes, no, is where I get confused.
Yes, it's so it's still shown in the operational budget.
Okay.
Both the.
So it's like you pay off your car and you have a little bit more money in your budget.
No.
The bonds is off.
It's like you pay off your car and now you make money.
Yeah, it's done.
Exactly right.
It's just done.
No, but I'm just saying in our cash flow here, you've been making that payment to those bonds.
Correct. Yeah. From property taxes that were authorized.
Okay, I get it. Right.
So there's a revenue side that will go down, and then the expenditure side will also.
Then that will be zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
To the budget. The net change.
Yeah. Okay.
Jason, one thing you were asking about the capital fund is projected to go with debt deficit in 2027. Mm-hmm. One thing you have to remember is, as Bart said, my impact fees are all over the board. You're going to be $140,000 last year. You're going to probably well over 100 this year, is my guess. Yeah, so if you look each year, and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe the housing stops and we go through a selling. If you look each year, the revenues are projected to be $50,000. That's to be conservative. But the last 7 years have been over $100,000 right. Each year on revenue. So
that $140,000 this year. Yeah. Which is that showing there?
Yeah, I think it's on maybe in the back here.
Okay.
We've already surpassed our
Any other?
I think it'd be helpful from my position, because I've been hearing about some of these questions for several years. Not that I'm doing now, but as a group, it sounds like the chiller is the number one priority, but I think you need to go through the rest of these and kind of prioritize them, and maybe if there's other things. Because you've got money if you wanted to. You could do most of this within a couple of years. I'm not saying you want to, but you really need to prioritize. That would suck your fund balance down to almost zero. But there's monies to do one or two things. But you need to all prioritize what is it for you for for the operations of the library. Because some of these, you might not tackle more things in here, depending on what the projects are.
If it's projected, the chiller's $400,000, but if we're still 2 years potentially out from actually replacing it,
I think in hopes that nothing else happened to it.
I think if we do an RFQ, hopefully that will answer that question. Maybe.
I hope so.
When does a company think they'll get them?
Sure.
And then if
I have a better idea, is it a year, is it two?
Usually you have to pay some money towards when you order those.
Right.
I think if we get the actual cost, like knowing what it costs would be, would help us determine what are the items that we can tackle if this really is a 2 year out until we'll need it. Then we put the order of priority on the other items that are listed here.
Given the fact that almost every meeting we're talking about the chiller and another problem with the chiller, do we really think that we have 2 years?
Well, that's what
this is what
it is.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, you have to go into emergency mode and you will have to get a temporary chiller while you're going through that process, and it's going to be very expensive.
So then we can't, essentially, we can't take another year to talk about it. It has to be
immediate.
It has to be immediate, like knowing the cost.
Right.
I think that's the priority.
So now, if it is going to take 2 years, you're going to be, we're going to just be putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be sucking one of our
vendors
to
what?
Right.
Okay.
To some degree.
Right. We're just not going to worry that it doesn't.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, it'll keep working, but it is going to, it's something, I think we have to resign ourselves that we're going to keep putting Band-Aids on it.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I'm hearing, again, there's no one here objecting to us helping you figure out how to get that chiller project going.
No one's objecting.
No.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's appreciated.
No, we are happy to hear this. And so.
I always heard you had an audience at these
meetings. I heard you were coming back.
Oh, yeah. I brought some books to read, too. Drag Across America, The Gospel of John. We're going to mix it all over the place. And I don't mean the Gospel of John from the Bible, I mean the Gospel of John the Mayor. That's what I really meant.
Perhaps you'd like to attend our meetings.
Yes.
Hey, you're welcome to
attend our meetings.
The last time I was at was a couple years ago, and I was getting shouted at, so this is a lot better.
Well, I think that we go away from this meeting, thankfully, for your collaboration on this very important item that we need to look at. And then once we find out what that cost is, and then we can determine how we'll move forward on
that. Is there anything else that you as go ahead, sorry, Shelly.
Go ahead, Shelly.
Not my
name. So to determine the cost, we need to go to RFP.
Yeah, I'll ask Jesus tomorrow what's the best way to do that, whether it's a contractor paid estimate, you know, so that you can make some decisions off of that, or whether we just need to go straight to design for the RFP or RFQ. So, don't know.
I would assume we need to vote on that.
Yeah. You do not need to vote on the issuance of an RFP, at least according to city policy, and our city council does not.
Okay.
It's always a good idea, obviously, to keep you in the loop.
Yes.
But the actual approval would come if you approve something above $25,000 after this.
Okay. But you will stay in communication with Shelly once you deal with her, Jesus, and she will communicate to us as a board.
Well, we'd need to vote if we were approving costs to develop the design, too, for the RFQ, right?
If it's more than $25,000 and or if it ruins your budget in some way or another, if it's under $25,000, then you would have to approve it.
I think we had estimated that around 5 to 7.
Right. So in that case, if Jesus says we need to do this assessment, it's $5,000 or $7,000, you'd go to Shelly, we'd say, do you have that money in your budget somewhere? She says, well, not specifically. Then we would say, like, we can fund it within one of these line items without making your budget going over. And then she would say, yes, and then we would do it. Or she would say, no, and then you guys would have to do a budget amendment.
I think part of library that's a board approval.
Yeah, we would have to... So once it comes, I think we'll have it before our next board meeting.
Or no? When's your next board meeting?
11. Otherwise, we'll have to...
You can always have another special meeting.
No, we're not the city council. We don't get board
meetings. I was going to say, you don't lose out.
We're doing this out of kindness of our
hearts.
Can I ask an off-topic question while we're all together?
We are...
Can I?
On the special board meeting?
You can ask.
You can ask.
Just to respond, we'll try to get it to you in advance of the September 11th board meeting.
Okay.
You can go on Thursday like ours do.
Okay.
Yes.
So Thursday at
7. I was told it could go out on Friday.
Okay. At Lex Resort. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what we do.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. Any... Okay.
This was very
very. I know. This is great.
Other things that.
Shelly, are there other things that we have as an important? I mean, you. This is the list that you brought to us at the meeting.
Yeah, this is what we talked about.
So,
yes.
No other ones that are burning down the house.
Yeah, I wonder, like, LED lighting, are there other programs out there that we could take advantage of?
We had someone come in, was it last year?
Yeah.
Do we still have that? Whatever happened.
The estimate that we've got there does include a contract that we assume we'd get the same ComEd grant savings that we got over City Hall when we replaced everything.
Okay.
We got $30,000 back.
So that $60,000 includes?
Yes.
Okay.
It includes the incentives.
Okay, that's incentives with incentives.
Yeah.
I think.
Talk about that.
How many years?
You guys were just on board.
And we had a representative come in.
Yes,
we had a representative come in and give us all of that information. I just think that getting this is the beginning of the show.
Talking about the LED lighting as well, it is. Ted spends an exorbitant amount of time replacing the lighting.
Yeah.
If our lighting goes out. For any reason, and it comes back on, usually there's things burnt out, bulbs or ballasts, and ballasts take a lot longer to replace.
I remember being at that meeting as the liaison when the young lady talking about it. But wasn't there some issue about our lighting fixtures?
They're older.
No, wasn't they kind of? There was a concern, and that's why.
Yeah, it was something with when they went inside. Do you remember? Because you were just in the room. Do you remember what the situation was? It's something about when they take these things down. Was it?
Yeah.
That when they get inside of it, I don't remember what exactly it was.
Well, if
they're talking about ballasts or if it's the codeines.
I just remember her saying these lights couldn't be converted to LED, you'd have to replace them.
Yeah, there was something.
Okay.
So maybe it was a cheaper cost estimate at the time than the $60,000, probably.
I would have to go back and look at my notes. But I know it was something.
I just remember there was probably. Like a,
so I included that in your packet last month. Okay. So you can go back to that.
Okay.
See
the LED.
The previous bit.
Okay.
Some of these I have questions, like the electrical. I mean, I know we're turning off breakers to do this. Why is that a $10,000 fix to put light switches in?
That was an estimate from Public Works.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully it's conservative, but my understanding is that it's going to require, I think, an upgrade to both the electrical and some probably some routing, some conduits and stuff.
That definitely is the safety issue.
It is. Yeah, it is. And that's old. That's like from the...
So that easily could be something that we
could do.
But that could be a small one that we can pick off.
With our capital.
Okay.
You're saying this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. No, I think in some ways you just all need to make decisions.
So this one is one we can do this year. And then we'll look into revisit the LED lighting. And then our first priority is getting the cost of the chiller. Anything else that we... exterior painting and carving and all that kind of stuff. We can just try to put that into our budgeting. I think more of the.
I think
everything that keeps us operating as a
server
library,
room, HVAC.
The server
I think
room.
That's originally.
There was talk in our meeting about the server room.
Oh, here.
To see if we could go to a mini split instead of this rooftop unit.
Yeah.
At a considerable savings. So I know. Jesus came over and checked something out.
There's
right after our meeting.
I haven't heard from him since. So.
There's not a huge e-load in there. I mean, the mini split should be able to. I mean, most of the rooms that size I've seen have had mini splits. So.
Yeah. This is a.
Right.
Rooftop. So. Yeah, the cost.
So those two. Besides, like, if we're looking into this and that cost exceeds, these are the two that we're saying that we want to look into.
Was this $25,000 a mini split? Is that
I think it was the higher end estimate for replacing the rooftop for like 2017 buildings.
So that might be so
it might be less.
Yeah.
Easier project to bite off into.
These two.
So we're talking about the old library electrical panel would be one.
Mm-hmm. And the server room HVAC. Yeah.
Server room HVAC.
So while we're waiting for information on the chiller, I guess that's where we have to look at the electrical panel.
Right.
And the server room.
And LED lighting is...
We want to go back and revisit and look at. She put the notes in last month's packet.
Yeah, just go back and listen to her. There was some catch.
And then I remember historically the lighting controls. I mean, is that in scope for any of these projects? Or
That is not. The BAS.
Well, it's separate. The lighting is separate from the BAS, right?
Yes.
And there's an outside service
that controls the lighting.
Yep. It's not on our BAS.
No.
So we would want to see if we could get that on the BAS.
Yep. So that is not on this list. You are right.
So having control of our lights.
Right. Because right now we can't change
so
the schedule easily, right?
I talked to Jesus, and he, so the company that did this originally is no longer in business.
Right.
I believe they were bought out by someone. They're from California, but I believe he said they were bought out by someone in Illinois, and he was in contact with them, so I'll have to follow up with them some more to see if it's a matter of if we can get them out here to look at it or not.
Did our BAS vendor ever look at the lighting side of it to see if it's something they could integrate? Or?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure.
Because we could go that route, too. We don't necessarily have to go back to who has the current controls. We could, as long as they can find the piece that controls the lighting, to see if they can integrate talking to that. So.
But then we would still have to know, find out who controls it so that we can...
It might just be a matter of taking it off and...
But are we paying for that service? No.
No.
Okay.
We don't have
but I think it's
a
their
preventive
panel.
Maintenance.
I was just going to
yeah.
say, if it's...
Because they're, I mean, they do that intentionally.
Right.
Right.
Those companies, so...
So if we take it off, it would give us control?
Potentially, yeah. Take the lighting circuits off of whatever proprietary panel they have and integrating it right into the BAS.
And who would do that?
The BAS vendor.
Is it that simple?
No, it never is, but...
Because I was like, is that simple?
You
know, like,
you're going to run into, well, you normally could, but this piece right here is proprietary, and that's the, you know, $60,000 widget that you need to buy to do it, so... But at least starting the conversation to, again, understand if it is a capital outlay to get that fixed, we can work it into the plan as well.
Most important, and I think... Most importantly, chiller, electrical panel, HVAC server replacement, and looking into the LED lightings. Just revisiting to see what it was. And that one that you talked about was something that you can look into, but I don't think that's really a priority right now.
You've got, Barney may have hit on this, or Shelley. You've got 56,000 budget for capital improvements for this fiscal year. Was that earmarked for anything, or was that just a one number? And again, the revenues are becoming higher, so.
This is the first year when we talked about it.
Yes, about the capital. Yes, the first year.
So somebody seems to talk about you've already got
have it in
the budget.
Yeah. This is the first time we've had that fund.
And your revenue line is going higher.
Did any of that get eaten up by the pipes or anything, or was that last fiscal year?
No.
Okay. Didn't we just vote on that for the budget?
Yeah, you're right. So
it was only $1,000 out of pocket, essentially after insurance.
That's
yeah,
good.
But that was last year. Yeah.
So you're saying
I would probably say this old library electrical panel was be number one.
While we're waiting for the SOS,
RFQ.
That one would be number
kind of
one.
Rolling, and then even like the server room. I remember we had to have temporary cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a.
And you had to fight with the first company.
We own a
For the fan.
For AC now.
Spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's okay. All we need then.
I'll let you worry about the building stuff. I'll help on the technology side. So.
No, but I mean, seriously, we talked about in the facilities meeting that server room, yes. Like just doing that, mm-hmm. I think was discussed. And I think that was when we were transitioning building facility people. So that was when Steve was here, we kind of talked about that.
So let me make sure this is what I'm hearing. Everyone is agreeing. We're going to do the RFQ, and we're waiting for that, but our first priority that we want to do is our old library electrical panel, because we have the funding available.
And if we're doing electrical work, if we fix that light at the flagpole, I think that would be good, too.
Because it flickers, right? Or is it
well, there's one that's, like, busted out, and we just kind of covered it.
Something covering it.
I believe it would require digging up the parking lot, is what I think that Dirk has said. Yeah. So I think it's not as easy as
what you think.
I can.
We'll get a description to ask them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, either way, we've got that. It's kind of a hazard.
Now, speaking of Dirk as an electrician,
yes.
Would we have to get a firm or? We do this in-house.
For the electrical panel?
Yes.
That I don't know. I would ask if it could be done in-house with existing resources first in time, but yeah.
That might be cost savings.
Yeah. Thank you. Everyone agreeing with what we're deciding? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can loan them to the library, right?
I was waiting to hear that question, Jackie.
Can you loan Dirk to the library?
I'll have your approval.
I'll never leave.
I don't make decisions.
Well, we're just thankful for you guys coming and taking the time to be here with us to help us with this.
The server's number two. I'm making sure.
Oh, number one is the panel.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
And then depending on the quote.
Yeah.
For the mini split, because I mean this wasn't the mini split, so depending on what that comes out to be, those are the two other two, but. Mainly that RFQ is what we're waiting for.
Okay. So where does the server fall? The server at
three.
Wait, what was three?
The
number
server.
One?
Server HVAC. And one is the electrical panel to get that done. Immediately, the chiller RFQ is going to be done coterminously, so that's two.
Yes.
Oh, HVAC.
Oh, you did it that way. Okay.
And then I had the LED lighting control panel is number four.
Okay, you have it that way. That's fine.
Light the flagpole is kind of 4A.
Okay, so that it is.
Probably not concerned about the insulation based on what happened last year.
I know, and we're coming.
So,
where's the insulation number?
There's
two.
A full list here, so I would assume that the default would be an order of staff recommendation, unless we hear an objection. Mm-hmm. So, or unless you reprioritize them, so we'll just keep
coming revisiting it.
Yeah. So.
Can you just touch base with us on a monthly, or you're going to be in contact with Shelly?
Yeah, so your board meetings are once a month?
Yes, once a month.
Yeah, we usually do like a city building report on our city council agendas that I think has been useful for just tracking our renovation projects. So
okay.
I know you do a director's report, I think, monthly.
She does.
Back into, so if it's not a couple paragraphs in there from us, then we can send you a separate memo.
That
so
would be great.
One of the others.
Thank you.
So yeah. Will we have enough direction tomorrow and what we need to do?
I do, yes.
Okay. I do have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
In the last meeting, there were some wish list items.
This is it.
From Shelley to create maybe some programs or some.
Oh, okay.
The lab that you wanted to create, 3D printer, things like that. Do you feel comfortable that you have, I'm not saying we can get everything on your list, but do you feel comfortable that we can incorporate that into our current budget?
No. Mm-hmm. Not if you're specifically saying like the.
Well, I don't know the number of things on that list.
Yeah.
To expand.
That wasn't even.
That wasn't on here. This is more
broad.
Right. So these, we talked about it in our meeting. That would require a space study, I think, to determine how we are utilizing the whole library as a space. Mm-hmm. Where it could go, I have an idea of where I'd like it to go, but I need a lot more information with building it out and that kind of thing. And right now, that's not as big a priority as these are.
But also, as we decrease our maintenance costs, I mean, that'll increase some budget availability for purchasing equipment. And I mean, if there's key pieces of equipment, even if we don't have a dedicated space for that, that we could think about, you know, starting to gradually purchase with the end goal of having a dedicated space, then we should probably continue to discuss that maybe with our strategic planning. And, you know, if your end goal is a media lab, then can we purchase one piece of equipment this year and start to work towards that? So I don't want to lose sight of that, but I think that's where, as we decrease our repair costs and focus on our capital and operational planning, we can start to work some of that in.
But even if we're purchasing, we still, I like what Shelly said, I think understanding how the space is going to be used before purchasing equipment would be critical. Yes, yes. Okay, well, I think that if no one has anything else that they want to say, our meeting was very successful. And thank you again. And I say that we are adjourned.